This is the third Sunday in a row that our gospel reading is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Last Sunday, you may remember, we heard the story of the Good Samaritan, and this story happens immediately after. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. So, what's your takeaway from the story that we just heard from Luke 10? For many, it's to reflect upon whether you consider yourself to be a Martha or if you are a Mary. For one of the most common ways to interpret this apparently simple story is to see Martha and Mary as archetypes, representing the two sides of the same coin of faithful Christian discipleship. Martha, who becomes worried, distracted, and apparently resentful because of her many tasks, has been personified as the side of life and ministry that focuses on service. The one who takes action, gets involved, helps others, keeps busy, and works hard. Martha's, whether female or male, are the activists and the worker bees, focusing on the outward development and fulfillment of a life of faith. And Mary's, on the other hand, Mary sits at Jesus' feet and listens to him while he teaches. And she has been personified as the side of life and ministry that focuses on learning and contemplation. The one who studies the teachings of Jesus and the words of Scripture, taking time to pause and reflect and pray. Marys, whether female or male, are those who are often called the spiritual ones, focusing on the inward development and fulfillment of a life of faith. In this story, when Martha complains to Jesus and tells him to make Mary get up and help her, Jesus responds, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and you are distracted by many things, but there is need of only one thing. And Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This story has often been used, therefore, to claim that inward spiritual development takes precedence over outward service to others. But is that what Jesus is really saying? That reflective learning is greater than active service, as expressed in this story by providing hospitality. Well, for years, I have been preaching a both-and approach to a life of faith instead of an either-or approach. And in line with that philosophy, I've entitled this sermon, "Balancing Contemplation with Service." However, given the plain reading of this text by itself, doesn't it simply imply that it's service or contemplation? Well, I suggest that the answer to that is no, and this is why. A proper interpretation of this story has everything to do with where Luke has placed this story in the context of this chapter in his gospel. So for that, we need to know what precedes it. And the middle part of this chapter is indeed what we looked at last Sunday, the famous parable of the Good Samaritan. And what at first may seem like two completely unrelated stories actually have a lot to say when they are looked at together. In fact, most biblical commentators today believe that the Martha and Mary story should not be studied separate from the lawyer's question that sets up the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Samaritan, who is moved to action, and Mary, who listens and learns, are simply ways to illustrate the answer that the lawyer gives to his own question about inheriting eternal life. And it comes in two parts. The first part, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And the second part, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And this is the lens in which these two stories must be interpreted together. So when the lawyer asks, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus proceeds to give an example of how to fulfill the second part, the love your neighbor as yourself. So the parable of the Good Samaritan teaches us that in order to be a true neighbor, we must not pass by those in need or go across to the other side and ignore those who need help, even if that person is perceived as a cultural enemy. That's what we looked at last week. So Jesus tells the lawyer after this parable to go and do likewise. Therefore, that was the lesson for us as well, to go and do likewise. This is the active service side of the equation of what is required of us as disciples of Jesus. But then Luke immediately presents the story of Martha and Mary. And as an extension, Martha represents this element of active service through her hospitality, which was a biblical requirement, by the way. But Luke cleverly goes on to demonstrate the other side of the discipleship equation by then giving us an example of what it means to fulfill the first part, to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. So using the teachings of Jesus, the gospel writer Luke instructs us that faithful discipleship is more than serving and ministering to others, as important and required as that is. It's also then about pausing from our own busyness in order to listen and learn from Jesus, the very living Word of God. So the story of Martha and Mary reminds us that if we don't pause long enough to be renewed and re-energized and centered spiritually, then we and all of our activity get out of balance. Whenever we don't keep our life in balance, we often find that we experience, much like Martha did in this story, burnout, irritability, and strained relationships born out of resentment. So concerning this specific issue at hand in this biblical text, it is indeed true that we often become resentful of those persons who we perceive as not pulling their own weight when it comes to the many necessary tasks at hand. And that can be applied to tasks involved within a family, managing a household, or at our place of work or school. It can be in our volunteer organizations, so therefore, yes, of course, at church, with the running of the church, like volunteering in the work of one or more of our ministry teams. So we, like Martha, can end up being heard saying, "Lord, don't you care that these other folks aren't pulling their weight and have left me to do everything by myself? Tell them to help." Well, first of all, going straight to Jesus to complain instead of going directly to the other person, that's called triangulation, but that's another sermon. I'm glad you're laughing, which means you know what that means. But before we dismiss Martha simply as a whiner, let us remember again the parable of the Good Samaritan and our calling to active service and acts of ministry, regardless of what other people do and or do not do. That's why we're often reminded in the scriptures to stop comparing ourselves with others. First, we're also reminded and guided by Jesus' words in Matthew 25, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a foreigner and you welcomed me. Let's face it, the church can't run by itself. Nothing would ever get done if there weren't a large contingent of Marthas here at College Hill. It's more than just you, Martha. Studies have shown, in fact, that a majority of Presbyterians, by temperament type, tend to have a strong sense of duty and responsibility. Those hard-working folks, that old Protestant work ethic. Therefore, we often tend by nature to be more like the ever-busy Martha than the contemplative Mary. And Jesus' response to Martha is very informative. He teaches that if we become so engrossed with constant work and activity, then all of that hard work can actually become a distraction, and worse, a source of worry and anxiety, and maybe even resentment. And that is what we are ultimately distracted from then, is this. In this story, being distracted from sitting at the feet of Jesus, the position of a disciple, in order to learn and to listen from him. And Jesus, in fact, calls this the better part. So let me ask you this. What spiritual disciplines, in addition to works of compassion and service, do you engage in during the week? What do you do to feed your spirit and to center your life? How do you find a home and a delight in the sacred presence of God in our midst and in the presence of others, especially those who are right in front of you on a daily basis? If you are a worrywart, why? If you are a workaholic, why? Is your discipleship in balance? That's why programs here at the church, like our adult church school class, our book study small group, the book club, our Celtic Circle group, the family fellowship, and most certainly, of course, worship, are an important balance to a life of that dedicated and faithful service. So the story of Martha and Mary does indeed present the two sides of the same coin of faithful discipleship. But the point is, we are both Martha and Mary. Just as we are both the Good Samaritan and that person lying in a ditch in need of help, even if it's from a cultural enemy. Today's biblical lesson informs us that if our coin turns up too often on the Martha side, then our internal spiritual life may get out of balance. Therefore, our challenge is this. What needs to happen? So, in your life and in our church life, the Mary side turns up an equal number of times. Let me reiterate one more time, however, that Luke's story is not a condemnation of service and activity. It's more of a critique and a corrective to when we become distracted, worried, even resentful. For remember, worry is often contagious. Perhaps then we need to take more seriously the simple instruction found in our Old Testament reading for this day from Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And let me close with a thought that reflects what we have learned from these two stories, the parable of the Good Samaritan and the tale of Martha and Mary. There is a time to go and do. There is a time to listen and reflect. Knowing which and when is a matter of spiritual discernment. So may God help you and help us in that spiritual discernment. Amen.